This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to celebrate something new to argue about, something new to drive Americans crazy with hostility and misunderstanding and insults and attacks back and forth and defenses and parries and craziness. The issue, The Little Mermaid. And look, The Little Mermaid, it was part of our daughter's upbringing. They loved the Little Mermaid character, and they both turned out okay. And yes, and our son enjoyed it too, but not quite as enthusiastically as his sisters. But, okay, The Little Mermaid, Ariel, she's noted for her bright red hair, and because our daughter-in-law is a redhead and actually looked something like Ariel, was lucky enough to look something like Ariel, there was lots of references between our daughter-in-law, our son's wife, and the Little Mermaid. But now there's a new look under the sea, and the new look is from Halle Bailey, who is apparently a very young, talented black actress. I have not seen the new Little Mermaid. It's one of those attempts that Disney has made with great success to take one of their classic animated films and to give it live-action real actors. The most recent effort in that direction was The Pinocchio, starring Tom Hanks as Geppetto, which is only a mixed success, both, I think, artistically and in terms of popularity. Little Mermaid, with its music, which is so classic, and its story on Broadway, its presentation on Broadway and more, has the a great, great opportunity to be a huge box office phenomenon. But there is this. Vox has a column of the racist backlash to The Little Mermaid and Lord of the Rings is exhausting and extremely predictable. Lord of the Rings and Little Mermaid are just the latest targets of racist fans. Two new adaptations of The Lord of the Rings and The Little Mermaid are prompting deep outrage and indignation among fans who are arguing that the project's increased diversity has weakened their faithfulness to the original story. Okay. Detractors of Amazon's new Lord of the Rings series, which debuted this month, claim that casting black and Asian actors undermines the show's faithfulness to Tolkien's world. Meanwhile, some ostensible fans of Disney's animated Little Mermaid are rejecting the new live-action version for swapping out the titular mermaid's famous blue eyes and red hair for the features of black actress Halle Bailey. The Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power, first drew widespread anger from fans because it cast black and Asian actors as characters across the spectrum of fictional Middle Earth races. You notice how they had to put fictional in there? If they just said Middle Earth races, people would think, oh yeah, this was a real race, that we really did have dwarves and elves and others and orcs. Fans' chief complaint was that the decision to include non-white characters had ruined the authenticity of Tolkien's world because he had never described his elves, hobbits, men, and dwarves as anything other than white. Then last year, Disney released the first trailer for The Little Mermaid featuring Bailey singing Part of Your World. Thousands of YouTube users brigaded, leaving more than 2 million dislikes and countless derogatory comments on the trailer and creating memes ridiculing the film for casting Bailey and mocking all of its supporters. Let me go on record on this. I think particularly on a film that is entirely fictional, that nobody thinks is a representation of history, there simply is no argument against this. If they think they can draw more viewers and more support and connect with people better by including a black cast, why not? I mean, is this offensive to folks? CNN took the time to put forward a response to the objections to The Little Mermaid. Claim, The Little Mermaid is a Danish story, therefore Ariel should be white. And then they answer that. The original Little Mermaid story was written by Hans Christian Andersen and first published in 1837. If we're going to dignify this argument according to the text, Ariel and the rest of her mermaid kin are from far out in the ocean. That's literally in the opening lines of the story, at the bottom of the sea. So not Denmark or anywhere near it. If critics are fully worried about staying faithful to the original story, we shouldn't gloss over the original ending where the mermaid is instructed to kill her prince, but throws the knife away in despair and dissolves into sea foam instead. Not to mention the 1989 Disney version has a Prince Eric with bright blue peepers. Andersen specifically described the prince as having, quote, coal black eyes, who knew, and raven hair. Also, they add in parentheses, the Little Mermaid, who doesn't even have a name in the original story, isn't real. Shock. I hope there are no children listening to this. Second claim, mermaids live under the sea and therefore would not have dark skin. From a scientific perspective, it doesn't make a lot of sense to have someone with darker skin who lives deep in the ocean. So says the Matt Walsh, who opined about the Little Mermaid casting on the Matt Walsh show. He claims he framed the comment as a joke, since he goes on to say that not only should the Little Mermaid be pale, she should actually be translucent. However, the context of the comment is still racially charged, and he still implies pale skin is closer to a scientific mermaid than dark skin. Claim, mermaids are a European mythological figure, and therefore Ariel should be white. Numerous Twitter scraps have cropped up with people trying to argue European folklore or even Homerian epics like the Odyssey have some sort of monopoly on the idea of mermaids. In reality, it's fascinating to see how many different cultures throughout history have arrived at parallel folklorical themes. Humanoid creatures that dwell in the water are part of the innumerable mythologies around the world. Look, with Hamilton now competing for the distinction of the most successful musical ever written, I hate to say it, but no, many of the people, like Thomas Jefferson, was not black. He had descendants who were a portion black, if you believe the Sally Hemings story, which most historians do. Okay, fine, but the fact is it didn't bother Hamilton. Did it prevent Hamilton from actually informing and inspiring millions of people? Bridgerton, obviously, featured black aristocrats at a time in Great Britain where it would have been unthinkable. It didn't happen. It couldn't have happened. And yet that hasn't stopped people from enjoying that particular entertainment. I think this is very different from a situation where you're trying to present history, and if you present history and anyone takes it seriously, if you're recreating an era where all of a sudden there are black people and white people who are intermarrying and who are beyond all racism, that can be very entertaining. but it can also be very misleading in terms of comparing that age to our own. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show. Washington Policy Center exposed the impact of the new tax on fuel that will add 46 cents per gallon to the price of gasoline next year. Support WPC for as little as $5 a month and get their free weekly newsletter or join us for an elegant evening out. It's Friday, October 14th at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency and see the 70th Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and filmmaker researcher Chris Rufo keynoting WPC's annual dinner. Tickets and details at WPCdinner.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVet history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVet Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Michael Medved Show talking about the Great Little Mermaid and the controversy, or the controversy with the new Lord of the Ring series, which has cast black and Asian actors, according to critics, undermining faithfulness to Tolkien's world. And this goes to so many products of the popular culture right now, where there seems to be a contradictory message. And it's a contradictory message we're getting from, quote, enlightened people and people who are trying. And I believe this is an effort to try to heal some of the history of racism, which has characterized America and American entertainment and you name it. And there are actually a number of videos that have gone viral of little girls watching just that Little Mermaid trailer and being thrilled and excited when they see a young black girl who has become the Little Mermaid. Which, great, fine. And again, it's a way of trying to attract audiences. There was another Jane Austen period movie called Mr. Malcolm's List, which was not based on an actual Jane Austen novel, but was based on one that was very similar to Pride and Prejudice in many ways. And the main character, the Mr. Darcy, was a black guy. Very handsome British black guy. Now, does this ruin the entertainment? It shouldn't, and it doesn't, and that was actually a fairly entertaining film. But the one thing it does do, and I think this is problematic, is when you have films that show historical reality and you have what is called colorblind casting. There's a new film coming out like that called Catherine, known as Birdie, by Lena Dunham, that does the same thing. You would have the impression that in 1291 in England that half the population, or at least a third, was black. It wasn't. But so what? The main reason you're watching that film is not in order to get a lesson in the realities of medieval Britain. That's not the purpose. Let's go to your calls and to Mike in Renton, Washington. You're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, Mike. I just don't understand why they're just intentionally trying to be controversial. You know, are the screenwriters not smart enough to just come up with completely new ideas, new concepts, and then cast all these actors and actresses in the new movies and make them the hero of that? You know, are they always have to remake everything. Are they going to remake Shock of Zulu with an all-white cast now to make it equal? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
The reason for all of the sequelitis and the remakes is because movies are so expensive today. It's such a risk. There's a new movie called Emancipation that stars Will Smith, and they were going to be releasing it now, but they're not, because they thought it was going to be an Oscar contender, and the Oscars don't want to come anywhere in the same state with Will Smith. I hate to say he's been blacklisted, but he's certainly not, and Emancipation is about Emancipation as a historical film. The idea of Disney going back and rather than creating new material that is animated, they're creating new live action films based on animated films. As long as it works, that's what they're interested in. They're not interested particularly in being glorified for creativity or originality, though they have some of that. They did Sold with as a Pixar animated film recently that won the Academy Award for Best Animated. So the idea of them reprocessing the same old stories. One of the things that's interesting in Hollywood is they did three different versions, and all of them pretty good, of Mutiny on the Bounty, which is a true story based on a novelistic treatment of that true story, but a version in the 1930s, a version with Marlon Brando in the 1960s, and then a more recent version with Russell Crowe, Mel Gibson, I forget, but it was a good cast and it also worked. in any event, appreciate your call and your protest. And it sounds like you're not going to be going out to see Little Mermaid or the new Lord of the Rings version, which I think you see at home. The Lord of the Rings is based on a Silmarillion, which is a different source than we have seen in the previous Lord of the Rings films. You're putting up a piece on John Hamm, who wanted to remake Fletch, and Netflix turned him down to remake this Confess Fletch, or I'm not sure what that is actually about. That's one of the new movies that we reviewed last week. Speaking of the world of movies, my immediate thought was that Frozen, which is set in Norway, I mean, is it necessary in a film that is set in Scandinavia to have a diverse cast of animated characters? Well, there is one. In Frozen 2, General Matthias, previously dubbed Lieutenant Matthias, is a supporting character in the 2019 animated feature Frozen 2. He was King Runyard's lieutenant and Prince Agnar's official guard. And no, he doesn't look classically Norwegian. Over the weekend, obviously, there was a great deal of attention to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, and the Archbishop of Canterbury, who is the leader of the worldwide Anglican Church, which has adherents not only in Britain, but all around the world, gave the sermon at her state funeral, which we will get to. There's also a problem of, there was a survey that was done by the New York Times, and another one done by the Washington Post. And they did surveys of leading candidates in the most hotly contested, most significant races that are coming up in this November. And among Republicans, a majority wouldn't say or said no. They will not accept a verdict of the voters if they lose. They either said, no, we wouldn't accept it, or we refuse to say. And what did the Democrats say in contrast? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Fiona is expected to keep hammering Puerto Rico while posing no threat to Florida. The National Hurricane Center is warning of continued life-threatening and catastrophic flooding across Puerto Rico, with up to 30 inches possible in some parts. Juan Miguel Gonzalez is a business owner in Puerto Rico. He explains the difference between Fiona and Hurricane Maria.
Maria was tough winds, but this one, with all the rain, he just destroyed everything on the house. It's unbelievable.
The FAA is turning down a proposal to cut the number of hours required to become a co-pilot in half. Prompted by a pilot shortage, the FAA said it's of greater public interest to keep the amount of aviation education needed to maintain safety. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Michael Medved Show, we are coming up to midterm elections, and in terms of how significant they are, and making a case, I think it's one of the best cases I've seen made anywhere by anyone, to vote Republican, and to make sure that the Republicans take over the House of Representatives and actually get the one seat they need to win net to take over the Senate. That's going to be more difficult. And yes, I think Mitch McConnell is correct because of the quality of some of the Republican candidates. But the Wall Street Journal has an editorial today which says the real midterm election stakes. And what they say is that Democrats are trying to convince voters that abortion and Donald Trump are the main election issues. But the real issue, the Journal argues, and I think they're right, by far the most important for actual policy is whether voters will put a legislative check on the political left. Mr. Trump isn't even on the ballot this year. And Joe Biden will be president at least through 2024. No national abortion law is likely to pass Congress as long as the 60-vote legislative filibuster rule remains in the Senate. Abortion law could change in many states depending on election results, but probably not in most. The media are ignoring this as they echo the abortion and Trump narrative. So it's worth laying out what Democrats really have in mind based on what they tried to do this Congress and are promising to do in the next if they maintain control. With just 2 more seats in the Senate, we can codify Roe v. Wade. We can put the protections of Roe in law, said Vice President Kamala Harris. With 2 more seats in the United States Senate, we can pass the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. 2 more seats. Democratic Senate candidates in Wisconsin, Mandela Barnes, and in Pennsylvania, John Fetterman, and in Ohio, Tim Ryan, say they would vote to kill the filibuster. They also favor adding Washington, D.C. as a brand new state. 50-50 is not enough. We must expand our Democratic Senate majority to abolish the filibuster once and for all, and our campaign is the best chance to do it, said Tim Ryan. That's what he tweeted in January. And he claims to be a moderate. Okay, you're talking about extraordinarily important changes. And creating Washington, D.C. as a state, keep in mind, Washington, D.C. already has the the same voice as any other, quote, small state in the presidential election. There are three electoral votes which are not hotly contested in Washington, D.C., which is one of the reasons it shouldn't be a state all its own, because Washington, D.C. is very diverse, it is actually not all that diverse. It's mostly black and white people. But black people, by the way, have been a declining percentage in Washington, D.C., but leave that aside. The difficulty with statehood for Washington, D.C. is the entire district is dominated by the one business in town, and the one real business in town in Washington, D.C. is government. And which is why it makes sense that people have some say and who is president of the United States. But to have two senators and a member of the House representing Washington, D.C., again, there are other ways to deal if you want to give people the right to vote for senators. Then return those portions for that purpose to Virginia and Maryland, which is where Washington, D.C. was taken from. But the same way that you begin any look at the Electoral College map by saying, oh, okay, Washington, D.C., that's three for the Democrats. That's kind of automatic. The vote for Joe Biden was over 80% in Washington, D.C. Really? And statehood for Washington, D.C.? Statehood for Puerto Rico is different, partially because Puerto Rico does have a two-party system. Republicans and conservatives occasionally win there. And right now, Puerto Rico is going through absolute miserable agony and needing some help from the mainland to help our fellow American citizens there. But they mention Washington, D.C. statehood here in the Wall Street Journal. Frankly, if the Democrats were able to maintain any kind of working majority in both houses, and that's increasingly possible, though still unlikely, I think they would go for Puerto Rican statehood as well, which is another challenge to our political balance. Build back better entitlements, including free universal pre-K. Do you know what a huge change that would be in America? Change for the better? Child care subsidies, an expanded refundable child tax credit, paid family leave, and Medicare dental and hearing benefits will reemerge from the grave if the Democrats take over both houses of Congress. Many Democrats are hankering to lower the Medicare age to 60 from 65. And Tim Ryan, candidate for Senate in Ohio, has co-sponsored legislation in the House. Major tax increases, of course, will also be back in play. Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal of Massachusetts recently told a Bloomberg reporter that Democrats will raise individual and corporate tax rates if they keep power. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said in a recent speech that the administration's goal is to return tax rates for high earners and corporations to historical norms. What does that mean? How high is historical? Asked the Journal. Mr. Neal's original proposal back in 2021 at the beginning of the Biden administration raised the corporate rate to 26.5% and the individual rate to 39.6% from 37% at $400,000 in income and 42.6% above $5 million. And imposed a tax on capital gains at death. With two more senators, expect those rates to go much higher. There's much more we could include here, writes the Journal, but you get the idea. If Democrats add seats in the Senate and they hold on to the House, there won't be much of a check on progressive ambitions. If they accomplish this with inflation at 8%, they will be even more emboldened. That's what's really on the ballot in November. Look, I wrote a piece that's gotten a lot of attention, and in fact, I was supposed to be doing some radio interviews about that piece, but I'm on the radio with you. I wrote a piece for Newsweek about people voting for divided government. And divided government has been the norm in the United States, and it's a good idea. It's part of that check and balance philosophy that our founders used in devising the Constitution. You don't have one faction, one body, one division of government that should dominate the others. And that's why we have done best with our most successful recent presidents. President Reagan had the Democrats in control of the House of Representatives for all 8 years of his two terms. And Bill Clinton had Republicans in control of both houses of Congress for 6 of his 8 years. Dwight Eisenhower, who's now listed on lists of our greatest presidents as number 8, one of our very greatest presidents, he had 2 years of Republican control in the House. And then the 6 other years, the Democrats controlled both House and Senate, and he did fine. The American people like divided government because it's safer. We'll be right back. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about $1 a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Medved show, the queen and her funeral continue. And I mentioned that the Archbishop of Canterbury gave the sermon today for Her Majesty at the official state funeral. And the Archbishop sounded like this. This is clip 18.
Her late Majesty famously declared on a 21st birthday broadcast that her whole life would be dedicated to serving the nation and Commonwealth. Rarely has such a promise been so well kept. Few leaders receive the outpouring of love that we have seen.
And it is remarkable because, again, when you look at Queen Elizabeth, how many people, I mean, here in the United States, or frankly, for that matter, people living in Old Blighty on the other side of the pond, actually appreciated Elizabeth when she was serving as queen? In other words, right now you could say that, my gosh, she was magnificent over the course of 70 years. And from the time she was a young child and at the age of 14 in 1940 gave her first radio broadcast to children on the Children's Hour on BBC. And you can look over her whole life in retrospect. But seriously, last year before she got seriously ill, or particularly during the period surrounding the death of her daughter-in-law, Diana, was there that kind of appreciation? This is the greatest monarch in the history of Britain. She's the longest-serving monarch. And she has a lot to live up to, by the way. And the two other extraordinary female monarchs, the first Elizabeth, who was a remarkably brilliant person and a figure of unbelievable courage and vision, and Her Majesty Queen Victoria, who was the previous longest-serving monarch, if you don't count King George, whose reign was interrupted by bouts of insanity, where he couldn't serve and his son served as Prince Regent. But the point about Elizabeth is, and honest to God, I believe that all of the attention, which is wonderful, given to her passing and to her appreciation, says something about the sort of values that in our own era are largely undervalued. And we were talking about Dwight Eisenhower before, who is now considered to be a great president, and certainly was a great president. If you look at the peace and the prosperity and the ability to make progress on civil rights, where he doesn't always get as much credit as he deserves, and yes, the federal highway system, and basically setting up some of the best elements of the United States. President Eisenhower was also one of those people who, even though he won two landslide victories, there were very few people who talked about him for Rushmore, for instance. He was not somebody flashy. He was not somebody who demanded a great deal of attention. And in fact, when you go back and you listen to Eisenhower press conferences, he mumbled. He was not tremendously eloquent, but he was a great leader. And part of the greatness was the same as Elizabeth. It was just that doing your duty without excuses, without self-aggrandizement, doing your duty for your country every day and in every meaningful way. And there's a difference between that and Kamala Harris, for instance. Kamala Harris is now under fire. This is something new. And it's very serious, actually. She is the Vice President of the United States. And she was speaking on the labor movement, and this surrounds Labor Day, but it's just sort of come out, and it's made a gigantic stink, and it appears to. She was speaking to the United Farm Workers, and she was speaking about their grape boycott when she made the comments. She was not speaking to the United Farm Workers, she was speaking about them. And the interview she published last week, she's under fire because she appeared to promote a conspiracy theory. And the conspiracy theory is an invidious one, and it's one that has been kicking around in America for 50 years or more. And it's the theory that Martin Luther King was assassinated in 1968 because he wanted to unite the civil rights movement with the labor movement against the government's wishes. And Harris was speaking about the farm workers' boycott when she made the comments, according to this interview that she published. The problem with that idea is both the labor movement and the civil rights movement were at the time very firmly aligned with the Democratic Party, which controlled the government at that time. You could say, it, in other words, yes, King was killed in 1968, which is the same year that Nixon was elected, but the government controlled by Lyndon Johnson wanted to do what King wanted to do, which was to align the labor movement with the civil rights movement. And Lyndon Johnson's own political survival, and originally he was intending to run for re-election. He only took himself out in March of that year after Robert Kennedy entered the arena. The idea that King, who was shot to death by James Earl Ray on April 4th, 1968, wanted to align the two together, she said, even though few saw the similarities between workers and the civil rights movement, according to Harris. This is why Dr. King was assassinated, because he was bringing together the civil rights movement with the workers. It was the sanitation workers. And again, that was the very end of his life in Memphis. He was working with the sanitation workers. We were on the verge of a merger of that, and understanding that the priorities and the issues of civil rights and the labor movement are inextricably linked, she said, the idea that bringing the civil rights movement together with workers was the cause for Dr. King's death alludes to a popular conspiracy theory that the government orchestrated his death, according to the report. Multiple agencies conspire to kill the leader because he switched his focus to organized labor, according to the conspiracy theory. And an utterly groundless conspiracy theory, when James Earl Ray confessed that he committed the murder. And one of the saddest aspects of that entire unspeakable crime that deprived our country of one of our greatest leaders ever, and I believe that King qualifies in that regard, one of the horrible ideas is that he actually, James Earl Ray, when he lingered on living in custody, this is after he had escaped from prison and had been returned, one of Dr. King's sons bought into the theory that Ray was innocent, that he actually was a setup man for other conspiratorial forces. But how ridiculous the idea is. And the fact that the Vice President of the United States, the highest ranking black American, other than Barack Obama, who was our president for two terms, that Kamala Harris would associate herself with this kind of nonsense. Yes, I think it is also completely appalling that that Donald Trump associates himself with QAnon. Far more appalling, in fact, because QAnon is an active conspiratorial movement. But can we please get our history and our reasoning straight, which means jettisoning some of the even most popular and persistent conspiracy theories that traduce the very virtue and reality of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.